recently. They got a new quarterback. They're still trying to phase Doug Martin back into it. What have you seen from them offensively? What do they do well?
Well, they run the ball well. Watching them on film, the offensive line does a great job of getting movement up front. And the running back is a really good player. He runs the ball hard, makes guys miss. You know, they have a really good running game, even though they added a new quarterback, you know, kind of young in the game. But I think they're going to rely on the run game a lot more.
Do you notice a team, because it seems like they run out a lot of heavy personnel. Do teams base against them a lot? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, teams definitely. Teams are in base a lot because they have a heavy personnel. They add a tackle in, a tight end on some sets. So it's all run, and they're running, and you have to just man up and stop them.
Freeman and Glennon, obviously, different guys, different styles. How does things change for Tampa now that they're going with the rookie?
Yeah, they've had an off week to prepare, so you know they could add a couple more wrinkles in their game. But it's, you know, I see the last game they didn't put too much, you know, on the quarterback. They gave some simple throws to make, but like again I say they rely on the run game mainly.
D'Amico, Billy Davis said the guys up front have really improved their technique. The two gap scheme, is that something you've noticed playing behind them from week one until now?
The guys definitely have gotten better up front. Overall, everybody on defense has gotten better, but we still have things to work on to get better, and we're not there yet. We're still trying to gain ground and get better.
You and Mike did a lot of eight-gap blitzing against the Giants, and you know, no sacks, but pressure was there. Were you happy with how that went? I mean, did you feel like that was effective?
I think we got the pressure. Didn't get any sacks, but you know, the pressure was good. When we get turnovers and we get intentional grounders, I think all those are credited to the pressure that we got.
D'Amico, there weren't that many happy locker rooms last year. The Tampa game was an exception. What do you remember after the game, the flight home, that whole day?
Yeah, and last year it was a long time coming for us to get a win, and we finally got it in Tampa, I think, on the last play or something like that. So it was definitely a happy locker room, happy plane ride home. But we're looking to go down there this year and get another win.
With going up against Doug Martin, what do you remember about just tackling him, the type of running back that he is?
Just a tough player. He's a really good football player. I respect his game. He's a tough player, runs hard. He plays the game how it's supposed to be played.
Is he a yards after contact? I mean, is it hard to bring him down first hit?
You have to definitely wrap him up and make sure we get a lot of guys at the ball. It's going to take more than one guy getting him down.
D'Amico, what kind of stuff can you do against a rookie quarterback to really make life miserable for him?
You got to get after him. You got to get pressure on him, get in his face, hit him a couple times. You have to make the game hard for him. We can't sit back and, you know, let him make his reads and make his throws. We have to make it hard on him.
You guys have these padded practices on Wednesdays. How do these compare to either last year or even your time in Houston, the kind of in-season padded practices, how physical and everything?
They're all the same. You know, Wednesday is the day to get your hitting in, you know, work on the run game with the pads. It's your physical day of the week. Work on tackling and things like that.
How'd Mike look today, Vic?
Say that again?
How did Mike Vic look today?
Mike looked good to me.
Did you look good as yesterday?
Elaborate on that.
Yeah, ask Mike. I can't tell you how Mike is feeling.
On the defensive side of the ball, when an opposing team doesn't name their starter and there's two options there, are you put at a disadvantage, or does it not usually make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference. You know, as a defense, we have to go out and if we play our stuff correctly, you know, we'll be fine. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You just, you know, have to be ready for whatever comes to you.
When you go against an unknown quarterback, how many series does it take to settle in to get a feel for his tendencies and things like that?
I don't know. I would think after, you know, two or three series, you kind of know what they're going to do for the game, the kind of sets they're going to run, the plays they're trying to attack you with. You kind of know after, I say, three series.
D'Amico, the Bucs offensive coordinator came from the Giants. Conceptually, how similar is what you'll see this week to what you saw last week?
Well, I think conceptually, they don't throw the ball downfield as much as the Giants do, and I think they're very more run conscious than the Giants were. All right. Thank you, guys.